You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Number of meanings, synonyms, and definitions of learn. But on this morning, I want us to be on the same page with just two. First of all, when you learn something, you get or acquire knowledge and understanding. And as a young man or a young woman, you don't need to be ignorant. You need to be learned. I hope that you're the type of individual that you want knowledge and understanding on a number of topics, especially true knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and understanding that is attached to God. And we know that God makes sure that his people are learned. He gives us pastors, according to Jeremiah 3:15, that will feed us with knowledge and understanding. So you got to get it. So much so, the proverb writer said, in all of your getting, get understanding. But learning is more than just acquiring or getting knowledge and understanding. You prove that you have learned what you have been taught. When you apply it, you need to acquire it, but go further and put it into action. Learn what needs to be learned, but then practice it. Okay? Learn how to be the best young woman or the best young man that God desires you to be, but then make the necessary adjustments in your life and put it into action. Am I right about it? Don't just learn that Jesus can save you from your sin. Put that into action. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Repent of sin so you can have eternal life according to the scripture. Now, when it comes to learning, of course, in life, you're going to have a number of outlets that you're going to learn from. But the primary one we need to learn from is our God, Jesus. You and I, on a daily basis, should be learning from the Lord. So much so, that's what the Lord told folk in his day. You check out Matthew 11 and 29, and in part, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and what? Learn from me. And because there's nothing new under the sun, Jesus is still teaching us indirectly through his prophets. He's using his prophets in our day and time to teach about his ways. And it's up to us to make sure that we are learning from him. Am I right about it? He was using the praise team this morning to let us know, according to Matthew 6, 30 through 33, the Lord will take care of us. He'll do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think. We couldn't see Jesus, but he was using the praise team, and hopefully somebody was learning. Then he used Minister Sarita when she got up to pray and receive the offering, teaching us that it's more blessed to what? Give than it is to receive. And then he taught us, look, if you give, I'm going to make sure you get it back. Good measure, press down, shaking together and running over. We didn't see Jesus, but he used her. Then he used Pastor to come right behind her and say, look, God going to do what he said, but it's going to be on his timetable. Tell somebody, say, Jesus is still teaching, but are you learning? That's the question. Are you learning? Are you getting knowledge and understanding? And are you putting it into action? And you being in your teens and 20s is no excuse for you not to learn from the Lord. It's no excuse. The Lord ain't waiting for you to get in your 30s, 40s, and 50s to put it into action. Once you hear the word, you and I are held accountable. And so we need to learn from Jesus. Now, before I go further, let me say this. We need to avoid learning and never doing. I said, you and I need to avoid constantly learning the truth, but never doing it. And you got folk like that in God's church. They come to services. They got parents that train them up in the Lord. They know the word. But you have some young men and some young women, some adults, they still never do. They never learn. Look how y'all looking at me. I said they constantly learn, but they never consistently do the word. Look at how Paul told Peter. Since y'all looking at me like I ain't telling the truth. 2 Timothy 3 and 7 says in part, notice what Paul tells Timothy. There are some people that always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You got some folk, they're always hearing the word, but it don't fall on good ground. They don't put it into action continually. Or you got some folk, they hear the word, they get happy, but then when trials come, they switch up. They draw back. But you and I, once we learn, we got to continue to put it into action. Have you not read that Jesus said that's what a true disciple does? A true disciple, or a disciple indeed, they continue in the truth. And when they continue, even if they make mistakes, even if it's not on their timetable, eventually the truth is going to make them what? It's going to make them free. So once you start learning, young people, you have to develop the discipline and the habit to keep putting the word into action, even when it seems like it ain't working. Even when you don't feel like or you can see the results that you desire. No, a real disciple indeed, they continue to practice what they have learned. And so if the Lord has got you on a path of learning about the power of prayer, you keep praying even though it seemed like the prayer ain't being answered. You just continue in what you've been taught. You've been taught how to carry yourself, even though it seemed like it ain't paying off. You just continue in what you're being learned. Because remember, the Bible says we're going to reap what we have been sowing. Help me encourage somebody on your row and say, don't you give up. Yeah, don't you throw in the towel. Don't you cast away your confidence. What you're going through is just a proving or a testing of your faith. You got to keep putting the word into action. And so when we get to our verse, the Apostle Paul is teaching the Philippian church something that the MSW church needs to receive. He wants them to be like-minded. What does Paul want the church to be? Like-minded. So much so, he said, look, if y'all just be like-minded, I'll be happy. He says, fulfill my joy and be like-minded. See, when we do what we have been taught, it will make the teacher happy. Woo, I said, when you do what you're being taught, it will make the teacher happy. And I want to make my God happy because he'll use your parents to teach you stuff. He'll use your pastor to teach you stuff. But indirectly, we know it's coming from God. The same way God is using Paul to teach them, he's basically saying, look, if we just do this, God gonna be pleased. And anybody in my audience want to please God on this morning? By a show of hands. Anybody in here, any young brothers in here want to please God this morning? And so all of us have to learn how to be like-minded. Like-minded has a number of meanings and definitions, but three on this morning that the Spirit of God wants me to deal with. Number one, when we are like-minded, again, three meanings. I'm going to drill these. We'll find in Amos 3 and 3. Let's go to Amos 3 and 3. The first one is in Amos 3 and 3. Y'all ready? Okay. I'm going to get a little touchy. But it's going to help us. Amos 3 and 3. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Let's read that together. Ready? Read. Can walk how? Together. Unless they are the first meaning or trait of being like-minded is agreement. Agreement. What's the first trait or word of being like-minded? It's what? Agreement. Agreement. According to the verse, agreement is genuinely being together. Genuine togetherness. Can two walk together? Okay, we gotta like one another. Even more so, we need to love one another. Can we be like-minded unless we agree? We gotta be on the same page. Now, we're gonna be different. And we're going to have differences, but our differences shouldn't stop us from being together, genuinely together, genuinely together. I may like lamb. I eat lamb chops, but you may like pork chops. I'm not going to treat you any different because you like pork chops. No, we can still be on the same page. You may like Nike. I may like Adidas. But we ain't gonna start no rift because we got differences. No, we'll just wear the same color, two different brands. We can genuinely be, help me, two together. You may like to talk a lot. I may be an introvert, but that's cool. We can still genuinely be together. We don't need to be divided or separate over little bitty things that are insignificant. But it happens in the church sometimes. I said it happens in the church sometime. And I don't want us, and God don't want us to just be together. He wants us to be genuinely together. When you speak, it's real. When you hug my neck, it's real. You got to learn how to be genuinely together even when you got disagreement. Even when your sister or your brother has done something to tick you off, you still got to know how to genuinely be together. The Bible talks about how brethren need to dwell together. You got to know how to go to church together with folks sometime that do stuff that you don't like. You talking about getting married? You better be ready. Your spouse going to do some stuff that you don't like, but you gotta genuinely live together. Good God Almighty. And there's just times that folk at the MSW, you may feel some kind of way about your fellow brothers and sisters, but you don't need to let that cause division. If you do, you're carnal, you're childish. That's what the Bible teaches. Isn't it amazing how you cannot get along with somebody on a team at school, but you'll still be a part of the team? Somebody at your job may get on your nerve, but you'll still go clock in. Why do some saved church folk that got the Holy Spirit come to church, somebody get on their nerve, and they ready to separate? Look at somebody say, that's childish. We got to be in agreement. We need to agree on what's important. And what's important, Pastor? The word. I said, what's important, Pastor? The word. We're going to have differences, but we need to agree on the word. How many in agreement so far by show of hands? Okay. Now, let me see them hands, because I want to see if them hands go down as I teach. All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1. Let's look at our second meaning of like-minded. What's the first meaning? Agreement. When you get into leadership and you start having people in your auxiliary to do things, ask them, all right, this is what needs to be done. Are we in agreement? And once you get a yes, move forward. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. Now I plead with you, brethren, church folk, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you speak, help me out, the same thing. All of you what? The what? And that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. What I want you to see in here is when we like-minded, we got the same breath. We got the same breath. Tell somebody, trait number two, we got the same breath. What does that mean, Pastor? According to the verse, we're speaking the same thing. We're speaking the same thing based upon what we've been taught. You may hear something on TikTok. You may hear something on YouTube. But don't bring that amongst the brethren. We need to be speaking the same thing. So, for example, better is here. Better is coming. Young folk need to be speaking the what? The same thing. When they say, what's the theme for the year? We ought to be speaking Christ-minded youth and young adults. We speaking the what? Same thing. What Pastor preached on last week, we ought to be speaking the what? Same thing. Don't put your butt or your hips in it. We need to speak the what? Yeah, because sometimes church folk believe, I heard what Pastor said, but no, keep your butts out. And let's speak the same thing. God used the praise team, Pastor and Minister Sarita, to say that God gonna meet our needs. Let's speak the same thing. When you leave the church and it looks like lack is coming your way, start speaking the same thing. We got the same breath. When you get up to MC, you need to have the same breath. How many know sometimes you got to check folk breath? You got to check your own breath. Am I right about it? We need to be speaking the what? Yeah. We're like-minded. And number three, in Nehemiah, Old Testament, Nehemiah 4 and 6. If the first lady ain't got the same breath as the pastor, something what? If the ministers ain't got the same breath as the pastor, help me out, something is what? If the youth leaders in training and the other auxiliaries at the MSW don't have the same breath, something is what? Something wrong. If you speak in recession and we speak in better is here, something is what? Something wrong. If you speak in you struggling, but we speak in God gonna meet all our needs, something is what? We gotta have the same breath. The same breath. Nehemiah 4 and 6. So we built the wall. And the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to what? For the people had a mind to what? The third meaning of being like-minded is cohesive. Say that word. What is it? Cohesive. You got to know how to work together with other people. You got to learn how to work together with other people. Check this out. That ain't like you. You got differences, but you still got to learn how to work together. You got to be cohesive. You got to learn how to work and get along. You got to learn to love folk and accomplish a goal. Because sometimes I've learned in church, you have some people say, look, I love everybody, but I can't work with her. Then you're not operating in love the way you need to. We got to learn how to work together. If you got the mindset, look, we're going to do something, and then you ask, well, who going? Well, such and such going, I ain't going. You ain't cohesive. You got to learn how to go and work together. Wouldn't it be a strange sight if I came up here and my foot wasn't working together with the rest of my body? If the hand and the fingers that I needed to hold his microphone and they said, look, I don't like your head. I don't want to hold that mic today. And my hand stayed down there at the seat. Wouldn't that be a strange sight? For my hand to be over there and my mouth up here talking and my foot all out of place, I would look crazy because my body is not working together. We look crazy if we don't work together, and you're needed. I said, you're needed here at the MSW. You're needed here. God sent you here. And so you have to learn how to work together. And sometimes working with different folk, you can work together with some folk. It takes you just a few moments. Oh, man, we click. We good together. But some folk, it may just take a little time. You see how some of y'all ain't working with me on this message? It's taking you a little time to come on in there. But am I right about it? Yeah, you got to work together with folk. You're going to go get certain jobs, and you ain't going to like your supervisor. You ain't going to like your supervisor, but you're going to keep going to that job. You're going to learn to work with them. You're going to have to go to meetings with them. You're going to have to accomplish things with them so the company can be productive. Same thing in God's house. And we gotta be cohesive. We gotta be able to work together. So when it comes to being like-minded on this morning, it means being in what? Being in agreement. It means have the same what? Same breath. And it means we need to be what? Cohesive. And some of my young adults gotta push this to the younger ones. You gotta push this to the ones that's immature. You got to tell, no, y'all ain't right. Y'all need to work that out. We got to work together. God called all of us, and so we got to make this thing happen. And so Paul goes further in our verse to explain how to be like-minded. And he exposes some of the issues that take place in the church. And we're going to deal with it this morning. He gives three areas in our verse. Y'all still with me? That will help a youth church or any church that's in God. He says, look, be like-minded. And then he gives three areas that I'm just going to work with on this morning. I said, I'm going to work with it on this morning. Is y'all man or woman enough to take this word on this morning? I'm going there this morning. I'm finna put some lotion on your ashy elbows. I'm coming your way. I'm coming your way. Look at somebody say, the Lord coming our way. So in our verse, Philippians 2:2, here we go. Fulfill my love or my joy by being like-minded. First of all, having the same love. If we're going to be like-minded, we got to have the what? We got to have the what? Love here in the verse has to do with how we treat one another. It has to do with benevolence. How I treat my brothers and sisters. I got to treat them with some love. One of the apostles said, and they will know that you are my disciples because you have love. Notice, not for the world, one toward another. You're going to treat your brothers and sisters right. You're going to treat your brothers and sisters right, according to the word. Now, if you take the time to read 1 Corinthians 13, you'll start seeing Paul start talking about what love is. The Holy Spirit told me to deal with two of those verses. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13 and 4. And this will help us just not in the church, but this will help us in life. Again, we got to have the same type, what? Love. We got to treat each other the same way. Got to treat each other right. Notice verse 4, 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Love is kind. Well, love suffers long and is kind. Love is kind. And notice verse number 5. Does not behave rudely. Love is kind and not behaving rudely. I said love is kind and not acting rudely. MSW, if you got love for one another, you got to be kind to one another. And you need to stop behaving rudely if you have been. Love is, help me, kind. Now, kind don't mean you're a pushover. Because some people think if I tell you the truth, I'm not being kind. No, we're to speak the truth in love. So don't be trying to say you ain't kind or nice because you told me the truth. No, the truth, sometimes it hurt. And me telling you the truth, even if it hurt you, it proves that I love you. If I see you doing wrong and I talk about it to you face to face, you know I love you. But if I see you doing wrong and don't say nothing, it's a question if I really, really love you. But love is kind and does not behave rudely. Pastor, what does rudely mean? Mean, messy, and nasty. Mean, messy, and nasty towards your brothers and sisters in the church. What does it mean to behave rudely? Mean, take your time and stir the sauce up. Messy, come on. And nasty. You and I don't need to be mean to one another. If I don't speak to you, give me a chance to get it right. No, sometimes I may not speak. I may be busy. I may be focused on something else. But give me a chance to get it right. Or if you bring it up to me, why you didn't speak? Let me put my reason on the table. Because it wasn't in intention. Don't just be mean. He stuck up. He think he ought. That's mean. Why you gonna do that? I'm your brother. Why would you do that to your sister? She wasn't even thinking about you. Help me out at all. Why would you say something about her that you don't know is true? That's messy. That's messy. Why would you even say something about somebody else that you don't really know? You just... That's messy, and we don't need to do that. And sometimes that can happen in the church. Sadly, sometimes you have mean ministers, messy ministers, and nasty ministers. Sometimes you have leaders that get, y'all ought to help me, mean, messy, and nasty. I'm not telling you it's right, but it does. It does happen sometimes. It does happen. But after a word like this, we should strive to make sure that we're not the ones initiating it and keeping up mess. We got to have love one to another. You know, the Bible says, even though we're not blood related, you my sister. You my sister. Even though we're not blood related, you are my brother. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my sister? Who is my brother? Except for those who do the will or word of God. So I need to treat you like that. I need to treat you as a person of a value. I knew I was going to lose some of my help, but am I right about it? No, it's got to be love in the church, and not just towards certain people. We got to have the same love. The same way you show love to certain sisters and people in the church, you need to show that to other sisters in the church. Don't be holding back your love from your sister. She need that. You don't know what she been through. You don't know what goes on at her house. And when she comes to the house of God, she needs and desires to be loved. Some of your best relationships should be from folk in God's house. I better say that again. Some of your best relationships should be with folk in God's house. That's if you like-minded. Gotta have love one for another. Can I keep dealing with this love? Okay, by four, y'all want me to keep dealing with it. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for who? For who? I can't hear this side. For who? He talking to the church. Love his brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be what? Courteous. Be tenderhearted. So when I'm showing love to my brothers and sisters, I'm being tenderhearted. Tenderheartedness is when a person is just kind. You're being nice. And did you know that one of the fruits of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22, is kindness? Now, if you got all this Holy Spirit speaking in 3-4 different tongues, one of the fruits of the Spirit is being kindness, is being kind. And I'm going to tell you, you got to ask the Holy Ghost to help you to be kind to some folk. Because some folk, if we just be honest, it's a challenge to be nice to them because of some of their ways. Because they're different from you. But you still need to find a way to let the Holy Spirit work in you. Holy Spirit, help me just to speak, keep it cordial, and keep it moving. That's it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong. You ain't got to, girl, what you had to eat last night. Girl, what you did at work the other. It ain't got to be like that. Now, if the extent of your relationship is on that level, that's cool. But we don't need to see God's people coming into his house and outside the house not being kind to one another. Got to be kind. Got to be nice. Got to be tenderhearted. Then he says, and to be courteous. 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 Somebody shout courteous. Friendly. Now be friendly. A word that is synonymous with being friendly is gentle. Not sensitive, just being gentle. And that's one of the fruits of the Spirit also. Gentleness. Check out Galatians 5:23. You just being friendly to folk. I said, you just being friendly to folk. You're not worried about what they're going to do to you. You're making sure you're friendly. Because sometimes folk don't return what you dish out. And that's okay. That's not your problem. You just make sure you are allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you. Okay? So you have to be gentle. Look, I told y'all Matthew 11:29 earlier. Jesus said, look, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, my yoke is easy. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Then he says in that same verse, for I am gentle. I'm gentle. I'm friendly. I'm courteous. I'm not going to make you do anything. That's Jesus' teaching. You can't make folk like you, speak to you, but that shouldn't hinder you from being courteous to other folk. I like to tell y'all, look, don't let other folks' problems become your problems. I better say that again. Don't let somebody else being mean, messy, or nasty be a part of your character. Let God deal with them. Let God deal with them. You say, but Lord, I'm trying. You just keep trying. And that's all you can do. Paul said, look, after you done all you could do, stand. You done all you could do. My mama tell me, like, Baker, she would say, Jerome, I'm doing the best I can. And that's what you gotta say sometimes. Lord, I'm doing my best. I'm trying to love folk. You gotta help me, Lord. Yeah. Cause sometimes someone may need to grow. Sometimes people may have got bad information about you, about a circumstance. They may be listening to the wrong people. You don't know. So you have to make it your business to just show love. Just show love. That's it. I'm just going to be tenderhearted. I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to be courteous. I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to keep it moving. And if I need to tell somebody something, I'm going to speak the truth in love. And that's how we should treat one another. Am I right about it? Y'all ought to put y'all hand together right there. Y'all made it through the first point. We got two more to go. He said, then be of one accord. What did he say? Be of one what? Accord. One accord. Got to be one accord. You got to have the same attitude. What I'm teaching, we all got to take on this same attitude. Even in your marriage, if you here and you married or engaged, you got to take on this same attitude in your relationship. Man, it's just certain things I don't like about my spouse, but I love them. And I got to learn to make this work. And there's certain things, if she could flip the table, she don't like about me. But she better come on to this house and show me some love. Look at somebody say, show me some love. That's it. That's it. We got to have the same attitude. I told my wife one time, I said, you still mad? You still going to make my plate tonight? Look, we got to show love one to another. I know we mad, but we got to do right. What'd you say? Oh, the brother got to eat. No, because you know what some folk will do? If you ain't loving them right, they cut you off. They ain't gonna cook for you, bring you no plate. Won't even sit in the same couch and watch TV with you. 5 days straight, you've been coming in that room, sitting right there. Now all of a sudden, you in the other room. Another room. Where the love at? Where the love at? Gotta have the same attitude. Boy, I know I'm teaching right. I know I am. I know y'all can't fool me. I know I'm teaching right. Gotta have the same attitude. You come to the YLT meeting knowing that you mad at somebody. Don't come in there and hush up. Come in there, still get involved. When pastors say, look to your neighbor, look right at them. And just keep it moving. We got to have the right or the same attitude. Why is this important? Acts 2:1. Y'all still with me? Look at what Luke wrote in Acts. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in what? In one place. They were all with one accord in what? And we know what happened. They all had the same mindset in the Lord moved. And no doubt there were probably some differences in there, but they all had the same mindset and God honored it and he moved. And that's how we need to be. In life, young folk, when you have disagreements with folk, try to get on the same page so God can still move. You and your spouse, y'all mad at one another. Look, be angry. Just don't sin because you still want God to move. The Bible says that you can be married, but your prayers can still be hindered because you're not on the same page. And the same thing can happen in the church, young folk. You avoiding folk and not loving one another and not on the same page. You think God gonna honor them offerings you bring to the altar? You think God gonna be in a hurry to answer your prayer? No, get that stuff right, so we don't hinder the move of God. Am I teaching right? Yeah. Don't wonder. Well, I'm wondering if, no. If you need to know something, get with the person. Deal with it and then leave it. Leave it alone. And then if you need to get somebody mature to go along with you, you do that. But we need to be on the same page. Y'all with me? Yeah. And finally, he says, be having the same love, be of one accord and one mind. We need to be of one mind, aware of what pertains to God. Don't be so conscious of mess and drama. No, we need to remember, the Lord said, such and such and such and such. How many have ever been mixed up in drama before? Whether it be in your family or in the church or on your job, by a show of hands. Have you ever been mixed up in some messy stuff so much that it just plagued your mind? And you ain't thinking about what God has been revealing at the church? You got to get that stuff out your mind. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets you. Sometimes you just got to make up in your mind, I'm not dealing with no mess. I'm not getting involved. I don't want to be involved. Let me get my name out of it. Let me clear my account. Let me close my account because I don't want no problems. Y'all understand? I want to be focused on what God is saying and what God is doing. And I've been there. I've been there to where my mind be so clogged and just jacked up because I'm more focused on the wrong thing instead of being focused on the right thing. But if we want God to do things in our individual lives and corporately, we got to have the same mindset. Everybody need to be leaving here today saying, we got to be like-minded. We got to be like-minded. I got to show love. I got to be tenderhearted. I got to be courteous. I got to speak the truth. I got to work things out with brothers and sisters. We got to be like-minded. That's when we leave here. We got to be on that same mindset. Are y'all still with me? All right. And we see that throughout the scripture in the Old and New Testament. We see the Hebrew boys, they all had the same mind. They used one word when they were talking to the king, we. We. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. We all got the same mind. If you're going to throw us in the fire, we down with it. Because we know our God is able to deliver us. They all had the same mind. They were like-minded. Which brings up another good point. Hang around folk that are like-minded. Hang around folk that are like-minded. In your church, on your job, hang around folk that are what? Like-minded. There's a verse in the scripture we like to quote, but we usually, in the church, you hear people use it just for married folk. But it just ain't for being married. Paul talked about not being unequally yoked with unbelievers. Just hang with folk that are like-minded and watch your drama meter be adjusted for the better. I said, watch your drama meter be adjusted for the better. And that's what we see from Daniel and his companions. They were all like-minded. When it was time to pray, they prayed together. When it was time to stand on God's word, they all stood on what? God's word. They were like-minded. They were of one mind. And we heard a good message, if you listen to what the Lord used Bishop to preach, I think it was Tuesday, where he talked about how one has to do with being at peace. Hang with folk that hanging with somebody that's going to keep up messiness. And understand something. If a person is there, that don't mean they can't change. We should never just leave a person and label them you a mess unless they just constantly prove that's what they're about. But you give people an opportunity to grow. Now, we drill in being mean and messy, but there's some areas in your life you may not be messy or have been mean, but there's some other areas in your life. And then nobody give up on you. Folk were patient with you, and you grew. So you allow people in God's house to what? To grow. That's what I love about God. You can come in here one way, but if you learn, you won't stay that way. I said you can come in here one way and you can learn and be better. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. And it's my prayer after a teaching like this that we take it and put it into action. We learn how to be like-minded. Older, mature, young adults, when you hanging around, you catch them. You do just like your pastor does. And you tell, hey, don't say that. Don't say that. That ain't good. Don't say that. We got to have the same breath. You know, death in life is in the power. Don't say that. You ain't my mama. You're right, but I'm trying to help. And you do it, be gentle, and keep it moving. Sometimes you got to know how to tell folks, look, it ain't all of that. You making it more than what it is. I ain't trying to be your mama. Because you could get smart. Because if I was your mama, I'd tell you. You don't do that. But you just be gentle with folk. Right? How many after this lesson have learned how to be like-minded? And how many not only learned, how many going to put it in action? That's what I'm wondering. Let me see them hands. So my hands did decrease, but I knew it. I knew it. You going to always have somebody that hear the word and don't do it. But I'm learning to be like-minded. Let's give God a hand clap for the lesson on this morning. Come on, y'all know I'm just being me. Let's give God a hand.